Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered,
the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
Happy Halloween.
Is it Halloween?
Have you not seen children dressed up already?
Oh my goodness, it's October 31st. No, I haven't.
Mm-hmm. I've already seen some witches and some fairies.
I'm just like, I'm not that into Halloween.
Neither am I, but my street seems to get pretty into it.
So we have a primary school literally around the corner.
Yeah. The little park, you know, where sometimes I take Watson, last time that had like the local real estate agent or something had like banners up and they were giving out candy.
Oh,
so I feel like I have to say candy because it's so American. This was pre-COVID and I was like, oh my God, Halloween's lit in this street. So I did get some fun size.
Oh, you're good.
Party packs and a little like cauldron from Coles just in case they come. But I'm working tonight, so I'm going to be like, piss off! Because Brenton certainly won't answer the door.
No. And Watson's going to bark like every time someone rings the doorbell. OMG.
She only doesn't bark if it's the postman and she knows him like from when she comes. So I know if she's on her bed that it's the postman, the specific one, the one she likes, Des. But if it's any other one, then she'll be at the door. And if, oh, God, it's going to be a bloody nightmare. Anyway.
Disaster.
Alex has had the worst long weekend of painting and priming every single surface in her house.
No, oh, I wish that I'd done every single surface in my house. It's like true.
You've done like three.
Not even, like a tenth. I cry. Anyway, yep, I'm in the midst of shitville. Yep.
Yep, and I went down to the beach for the long weekend. Funny story, actually. We drove down Thursday night. I was like, it's a bit closer to Alex from Mornington, so she can come. We'll have dinner. We'll record. The next day, Friday, Brenton will just drive into work. It's only an hour from Summers into work. And then he'll finish early and come back. It's going to be great. And then there was a huge storm.
Which you all heard.
Yes, you will have heard. And the next day I woke up after Brenton had gone to work and realized that I had no power. And then I couldn't get any of the gas stuff on because I had no pilot light to get like the gas on. And then I remembered I have no car because Brenton had the car at work.
And no reception because there's no Wi-Fi and no phone reception.
So no Wi-Fi and I get no – literally SOS only. And then I have these two dogs that have been inside like because of the storm that both need to like pee and poo and be exercised but like – trees are falling down. It was a fucking nightmare. Thank God.
So bad.
My mum came down and picked me up and then we went back down the next day. And mm-hmm. So I thought I would talk through the things that I packed for a long weekend, which ended up not being a long weekend at all because I'm working for the rest of the long weekend and we had to come back. But I overpacked. I took a full suitcase. Like people, no one knows how to go on holiday anymore, do they?
I'm really good at it, but you go on.
Well, you've lived between two houses for 100 years. Okay, so in terms of skincare, I packed the Liberty Bell Glam Squad.
Nice.
Hyaluronic Serum. I packed the Sarah Chapman Overnight Facial. I packed CEO Glow. I was really torn between the vitamin C from Go-To and this one. And in fact, I probably
should have gone the Go-To. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I already had my oil from Sarah Chapman. Anyway, I packed the La Clinica Deep Hydration Moisture Cream and I packed the Ultraviolet Supreme Screen. Why can't I say that without
lying? I really struggle to.
Supreme Screen. I'm a wed wabbit. Anyway, that's what I packed. And then for makeup, which lol, of course I didn't use, but I thought perhaps we might go to a winery or a cellar door or something.
Funny. Imagine that.
Yeah, good jokes. All the roads were closed.
You're only 10 minutes from Rehe, I realized.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're, good.
We're near a lot of good things. In fact, the hilarious thing is we bought this property going, oh, my God, it's the middle of nowhere. There's nothing in the town other than the Summers General Store. And hilariously, we're way closer to anything than, like, we are at a normal house.
So yeah, true. It just doesn't feel like it because it's all bush. But anyway, carry on.
Yeah. So in terms of makeup, I took the Lounge Face. Oh my God. If I could stop with the speech impairments. Lounge Face, no.
Help not me. Today.
Lounge Face. Lash. Whew. And then I took my Refi, oh my God, Refi brow gel, which is actually all yucky. Like the top has split, the stuff's all coming out. So I need to buy a new one of those. Mm. I took Bondi Bay from Nude Sticks and I took Sweet Peach Peony.
Mm-hmm.
I took my Real Techniques stippling brush to pop that on. I took my Hourglass bronzer and my Zoeva all over face, no, Luxe Face Definer brush for like eyes and face, whatever. Laura Mercier Tinted Moisturizer, the discontinued formula that I'm still hoarding, and a Glossier Stretch Concealer.
I mean, that's pretty solidly packed. I would say you packed light in the makeup and skincare department, if I'm honest.
Oh, I packed – so all of that fits in my my little Liberty Bell, like, standard size makeup case. So that was skin, skin and makeup, which I thought was, like, totally doable. And then I always take with me my massive – Charlotte Tilbury, Norman, what's his name? No, oh, God, something's leaked in there. Just put my finger in. Something sticky. Norman something. I can't want to say Norman Copenhagen.
Yeah, so do I. That's what almost came out of my mouth.
Anyway, that contained Bumble and Bumble Preto Powder, which I did not use because I came home and washed my hair. Summer Friday, Summer Skin. I took it with me because I was like stressed about 4 days without moisture. Mm-hmm. Exactly. A Tangle Teaser and my Colgate 360s.
Lovely. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Oh, and of course, Glossier U perfume.
Of course. And you smelled delicious. And the next day I put it on because I hadn't smelt it in such a long time until I smelt it on you. And I spritzed it to go out for dinner on Friday. And I was like, oh, God, I smell good.
So good. Okay. Shall we move into our product trial?
Let's. This week we trialed, well, actually not just this week. We've been trialing for a few weeks now, the Laneige Perfect Renew Youth Serum, which is their latest product. I'm sure you will have seen on Instagram, even our Instagram, the little science experiment they sent out in PR with this. Very cute. And the reason behind it is because it's a very scientifically produced serum.
Mm-hmm.
It's got clinical trials backing the claims that it helps to reduce the appearance of early aging within 4 weeks. And it claims to be, like an anti-aging hydration serum that addresses skin tone, texture, fine lines and wrinkles and helps to promote radiance in the skin.
Yeah. Now, the texture is interesting. It says that it combines an essence and an oil, which I'm like, is that then just a serum? I don't know. But I do think it's something that you can slot into your routine kind of wherever you need it. Like I like that I don't feel like I have to be like, this goes after this and before this.
True. It's also suitable for AM and PM as well.
The main call outs are the fact that it contains peptides and a bunch of antioxidants. So it's basically, in my head, it's targeted for like the late 20s to early 40s, the people that are thinking of preventative anti-aging, you know, keeping the sun damage at bay, preventing free radical damage.
Yeah.
The peptides like forming collagen and like working out the face and you're not going to be like, oh, I noticed significant results with this, but in the future you might be like, Jesus, thank God I used that serum.
Yes, 100%. In terms of the main ingredient, it's $89, I should say,
for 40 mil. It's a big serum, so I actually think that price point is very reasonable.
Extraordinarily well priced. And in terms of the packaging, it's like in a beautiful glass bottle with like a blue color to it and a silver lid with a glass pipette. Pretty standard serum packaging.
Feels really luxe though. Would not be shocked if someone told me it was 100 or slightly more than.
Either. Not at all.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to say, it's also, maybe we don't care about it or maybe we do, it's paraben free. Oil free. How can you claim oil free? Or is Sephora fucked up?
It is oil free.
Is it?
Yeah.
But how does it combine an essence and an oil if it's oil-free?
It says it's mineral oil-free.
Okay. Yes. Paraben free, sulfate free. Is that what I said? Great.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, would you like to start with what you thought about the product?
Yeah, of course. On the 10th of October, 2021, at 10:55 a.m.
Someone kept notes.
I did. Laneige thoughts in bold. I woke up at 3 a.m. last night, the first night I used it, and I touched my face and I was shocked at the softness. I had only used that followed by the Sarah Chapman oil. My second note on this product. Smells like clean, expensive hotel lobby vibes.
Yep.
I would say it's pretty fragranced, but I really like the smell of it. The smell of it smells, I can't, like a clean luxury hotel.
It smells to me, and this is so weird, but it threw me right back to when I worked at the Body Shop and there was a seaweed skincare range at the Body Shop that had like a really fresh scent about it. And it's almost exactly the same scent, I'm sure, as the seaweed range from the Body Shop, but it's a really good smell. I really like it.
That is a good description. I would call it marine-y.
Yes. Like,
yes.
I think, like, I used to think that it was like the sea buckthorn that was in the the Body Shop product, but it obviously wasn't because this does not contain sea buckthorn. So I don't know what it is, but yeah, fresh and delicious and like not overpoweringly fragranced where it feels like a fake scent that's been put into it. Yeah. It still feels natural, even though I'm sure it's not.
Yeah. Yum. My overall thoughts are that I'm shocked by how many serums we keep finding that are like antioxidant serums that are so turbocharged with hydration that I'm almost like, oh, I kind of don't need my hydration serum. And the thing is, I always need my hydration serum. If I'm going to be wearing a full face of makeup or something for the day, I'm going to do Glam Squad. I'm going to do an oil and stuff because I need that to not look dry with makeup on.
Yeah.
If I've got a day off and I am like going to Pilates and walking the dog and whatever and just doing my thing where I'm not going to put a full face of makeup on, which is 70 to 80 to 90% of the time, really.
Yeah.
I would then do not so much oils, but just antioxidant serums and sunscreen.
Mm.
And so this sort of fits in my routine, like the go-to serum.
Yep.
I really do like it. And I also have found myself using it a little bit at night sometimes as well. Obviously, with sort of antioxidant serums, it's not like I'm like, oh my God, my sun damage is dramatically reduced. But like, I know that I need antioxidant protection. And so it gives me that, like, thank God I'm doing this.
Mm.
And it's just a joy to use. I like the smell. I really like how it sits on the skin. It's like light and gelatinous and I really like it.
Okay. That's good to know.
What do you think?
I found this to be underwhelming in terms of the way that it felt on my skin.
Mm.
And I don't want to be mean about it because it's nothing to be mean about. I was just like, ugh. And for something that claimed and for what everyone has spoken about to provide such great hydration because of the like really tiny oil particles in it, I thought that it would be a really good, I could be a bit lazy and use this product and not layer five other serums with it.
Yes, which is how I've been using it.
Yeah, but I still feel like I really need that heavy on the glycerin kind of hyaluronic to sit with it to make my skin feel hydrated. I just felt like my skin drunk this up too quickly and it didn't give me what I needed, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You also wear makeup every day. So have you tried that as like a standalone product where you're not like putting a face over the top of it? Because I get you. I'd want more from it if I was putting something over the top so I didn't look dry.
Mm. I've definitely used it at night as well. But again, yeah. I layer at night. So it's hard for me to say. But I have used it. Yeah. I will keep using it and I'll keep using it for the reasons that it's helping me age backwards.
Yeah.
And that's good enough reason to use something, especially because I've been a bit like relaxed on the retinol and I've just got Botox and I should be doing everything within my power to help my skin stay youthful if I'm spending that much money on freezing my face.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just texturally didn't do it for me.
Ah, interesting.
Mm.
I find generally, obviously I've talked about the fact that generally using vitamin C serums brings me no joy. Antioxidant serums are just boring. And I do, like, I would say that I could easily forget this in my routine. It wasn't in the small selection of skincare that I took down to the beach because I have such a, you know, I've got multiple vitamin C serums. I have multiple hyaluronic serums. I have multiple products that contain peptides. I have things that already kind of tick the boxes that are in this serum.
Yes.
So for me, it's not an essential in my routine, but I do enjoy using it. And if you weren't currently using that kind of serum in the morning, or you've just finished a vitamin C serum and you're like, oh, I don't know if my skin is loving the vitamin C, do I want to try something different? Then I would 100% recommend. I think it's one of those things that I really enjoy it. Will I buy it again? I don't know, because I have so many other things that I love, but would I recommend it to others? Absolutely.
Yes, and I feel exactly the same about it. And it does fit in that beautiful category where if you've got someone who maybe has a more sensitized skin type, who does have like anti-aging concerns, and they maybe aren't quite ready for a retinol yet, or they're not using sun protection, you don't want to risk a retinol on them, this could be a really good one. In fact, it's probably something that I would recommend to my friends who don't typically spend a lot of money on skincare, maybe own a couple of products and do have anti-aging concerns. I would probably say this is not too high a price point. It will last you a really long time and will slot perfectly into every routine without making the skin feel sensitized or delicate or any of the things that may happen if you use a retinol.
Yeah.
Okay, well then I can therefore, that bumps it up a few levels, like thinking out that train of thought in my mind for how many other people I feel it would be really suitable for.
Yeah. I think it's, again, one of those things that we rate based on what it claims and then like what we'd use it for, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to rate it a B for personal use and a strong B plus, leaning towards an A as a recommend for what it does and what it does for others.
I think I would wholeheartedly agree with that statement. I love everything about the concept, the packaging, the claims, the fact that they did like a clinical trial with it. Great. Ticks all my boxes. The texture was just not 100. It wasn't 100 for me.
Yeah, interesting.
It wasn't hot fire.
That sucks. I will add that I was using mine over the Laneige mist and I felt like they paired really well together.
Yes, use it over the Laneige cream skin toner. Uh-huh. Also beautiful. I also found that it doesn't ball. So my ultimate serum that I've been using from Aesthetics RX, because of the acidity of it, it tends to ball some products that I'll put on after it, and it didn't make this ball. And that doesn't mean anything about this because it's 100% on the Aesthetics RX, but for the functionality of my skincare routine, this was a nice nice slot in as well.
Interesting. Yeah. So it plays well with others, which is always a good, you know, you get that on your school report, don't you?
You do. And that being said, the Aesthetics RX does not play well with others. So we love her, but she's a bit of a bitch.
Yeah, she's high functioning, but very poor social skills.
Yes.
Okay. I think that is a good wrap up of this product. And I think Laneige do it, like, they keep doing it.
They're doing it good.
They are doing reasonable skincare that is interesting and, like, you know, on the pulse, and they're doing it pretty well every single time.
Yep. And you can pick this one up as well from Adore Beauty or Sephora, which means that you can get your VIB points with it, or you can use like the Adore Beauty discounts that are often happening. And I feel like they're always doing 20% off Asian skincare.
Yes, always. Laneige is always included. So that's even better.
Yep.
Thank you very much for listening, and we will see you next week.
Chat to you then. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.